Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and for the few minutes that I have with you today, I know it will encourage the hearts if you'll just stay tuned. But first, I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for all my listeners. You know the needs and the hearts of the people. You know where they're at. You know where they're heading right now. God, just touch them and bless them and watch over them. God, encourage them. Help them to know that they must be born again. And Lord, help them to know that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you for that revelation knowledge. And I ask God for many souls for my hire, that souls will be saved and hearts will be encouraged this day and use this broadcast some way, somehow, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I love what they call ranch and Oklahoma sayings. And I had a little book one time that had some of the cutest sayings in it. And one that I really liked, you know, some of this, just the everyday living, we can learn a lot from it. But this saying was this, and I love it. It said, the water won't clean up until you get the hogs out of the creek. I loved that. I thought that was good. And you know what? It tells us in Mark chapter 7, verse 23, it said, and these evil things come from within that defile the man. A lot of people are trying to clean up their lives. They want a good life. They want to have children that are good. They want to be blessed, but they have a defiled heart. They fill their heart with evil. And as you look around today in our country, you can eat hardly even. I was watching a commercial on TV the other day, and as I watched this commercial, I thought, well, is it a commercial advertising some show about a sex show, or is it a movie coming about a man and woman going together? I was trying to figure out what this commercial was advertising, because it was this man chasing this woman and carrying on. And then come to find out at the end, they were advertising water spigots, faucets for your home. I thought, my gracious, everything on TV now has to have something immoral put in it. They think they can't sell it to society unless it has to be with something lewd. The movies, you get up, and I was flipping through the channels the other night. I couldn't sleep, so I was flipping through the channels, and I come across this show called The Walking Dead, and I heard a lot of people talking about it. And oh my gracious, it didn't take me but about 3 or 4 minutes to turn that thing onto another channel. Why would you want to sit there and fill yourself with something like that, chopping people's heads off and these things running out at you, the Walking Dead? I've been around enough Walking Dead. Thank you. I want to be around the Walking Living. I want to be around the Walking Blessed. I want to be around the Walking Encouragement. I want to be around somebody that's going to tell me how to have joy and peace that's going to last. I want to be around somebody. I want to fill my life with the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. And I want to fill it with the Word of God. And when you sit around and you fill yourself with evil, and you have these friends that are putting garbage in you all the time, and you won't go to church, and you won't hear the Word of God, but yet you want a good, clean life, I'm going to tell you again, the creek will not clear up until you get the hogs out of it. Let me tell you that again. The creek will not clear up until you get the hogs out of it. And your heart and your life is not going to clear up and clean up until you get the filth out of it and the evil out. And the way you do that, you have to become a new creature. You have to be born again. Old things have to pass away and be born again of the Spirit of God. And God will give you a new life and a clean life. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, that when God destroyed the earth by water, he said every thought in a man's imagination was evil continually. And then it tells us in the New Testament that in the end time, in the last days, it was going to be just like it was in the days of Noah, that men's thoughts would be evil continually. Well, guess what? We are already there. But I come to tell you about a blessed hope. Jesus is coming soon. But he's only coming after those that have been washed in the blood, that have been born again. Will you take time right now to let Jesus clean your life up? He's the only one can do it. Call on him. He wants to bless you.